Welcome to Moneymaker, the podcast that gives you the tools to enrich your life in every sense of the word. I'm your host, Nelly Galan. Let's get started. I think part of being successful is cultivating a team. And when I say cultivating, it means that you meet people and you have to start having the intuition that these people that you're working with in different areas are people that really could be mentors to you. And you don't want to just say to them, can you be my mentor? But in your mind, you're like, I'm choosing this person to be my mentor. And I know that when I say this to a lot of you, you say to me, I'm embarrassed to call like a person who's a lawyer or, a mortgage person that I meet or a banker or whoever it is, and ask them for advice on other things unrelated to whatever it is that they're doing. But in fact, that's exactly what you have to do. You have to start thinking, who are the people in my surroundings? Whether it's people you go to school with, or people that are like the parents of your friends, or the people that are people that live on your block, or people that you meet, you know, at events you go to. Who are the people that, if you're a company and you're the CEO, who would you hire on your team? And that's how you have to think. And then what you do when I say cultivate is you do stuff for them without asking for something first, like invite them to lunch, invite them to an event that you have. Like, let's say you're doing, and you know me that I'm in television, I always invite people to tapings of my shows. And they don't always come, but you'd be surprised how many people are so happy you even invite them to that stuff. And you start building a friendship and a relationship. And for me, I actually don't make a move in business without going to 3 or 4 people that I really trust their opinion. And maybe one is a lawyer. One is a woman who's been my banker for 25 years. She's now retired, but I still go to her for everything. Another one is somebody who is a real estate agent. Another one is a retired real estate investor who's done very, very well and she's retired, but I still ask for her opinion. And then in my TV life, there's my agent that was my agent for 25 years who's now retired. I still call him and I still trust him. My PR person who's always done my PR, I trust him. You know, different people for different things, you know, and different parts of your life. And they're like little teams and like sub teams. And as your life becomes more complicated, you know, when my kid was in school, I had a team of like moms that were just really good about what school do you send your kid to? How do you fight for your kid's rights? How do you, you know, how do you get your kid into college? How do you get your kid to study for the SAT? So you have to develop these teams of people that are more brilliant than you about a topic. Just like other people come to me and ask me for my advice. You know, I have these two girlfriends of mine that live in Washington, D.C., and they're lobbyists in Washington. They're really like unbelievable. Like if I need to know anything about D.C. or who to go to, I call them. They don't, you know, they've been buying a building. They've been buying buildings, but one for their house and one for their business. They don't make a move without calling me. So this idea of this reciprocal relationship, think about that a lot in life, reciprocal relationships where you're learning from people and then you might be reciprocal, not necessarily with them, but with somebody else. And this give and take of bartering your information, your knowledge, your wisdom is something that we all have to work on. I will tell you that I had this woman banker who I love very much. I mean, she's a dear friend for now, you know, almost 30 years. And, you know, at times I'd say to her, I'm going to go do this deal with this person and I don't know what I'm doing. And she goes, I'm going to go with you. And she goes, and you just make believe I'm your production assistant. And I was like, what? And she goes, yeah, don't tell them who I am. Don't say anything. I'm just going to listen. And I would go and like talk to the person about a deal and take her as part of my team. And then later she goes, no, you're not doing the deal with that person. And I go, why? And she goes, did you see how he talks to his staff? Do you see what they do? You know, like, he acts like he's a big deal. He's really not that big a deal. You're a bigger deal than he is. And I'd be like, no. And she goes, yes, you have to really realize you really know what you're doing. And it was so good for her to go to some of these meetings with me. And I was like embarrassed. I was like, I can't even believe she went to the meeting with me. And she just goes, I love to go to the meeting with you. I love doing that. And I would have never thought to ask her at that point. One time I was doing a deal with somebody and she's like, hell no, you're not doing the deal with that person. That person has, that person has a very bad reputation economically. They conk out of deals and this and that and the other. And I was like, no, I think they're great. You know, it's like when you date somebody and you think you're going to change them. Well, it's the same thing in business. Sometimes you pick people for business that you think somehow, like, everybody tells you they're not good, but you think you're going to fix them. And she was so adamant that she said to me, if you do the deal with this person, I'm going to have to stop being your banker because you're about to make the biggest mistake of your life. And she was so adamant that I was like, okay, I guess I won't do it, you know, because if she's that strong about it. Well, sure enough, that guy's company went under like a couple months later. And she always reminds me of that. She goes, can you imagine if you had done that deal? And she goes, it took me to tell you that I would leave you. And so I think about that a lot. And I think, honestly, that's one of my superpowers. Because I feel like I know what I know and I know what I don't know. And I know that I also need people around me that don't want anything from me, that are super successful themselves, maybe more successful than me, super talented, super smart at a specific thing. I like people who are specialists at something. I like to be a specialist, and I like other people that are specialists because then you know that they just have spent more hours. You know, it's the Malcolm Gladwell thing about mastery, that it takes 10,000 hours to be masterful. And I think it even takes more than 10,000 hours. But people that are masterful at something live, breathe, and eat what they're masterful at. And you can count on them to give you really good ideas and to, like, really help you navigate. So why are we doing everything the hardest possible way? I look back at the years when I was starting my business and I just, you know, left my other job and was running a business, and I didn't think to do that then. Maybe that's why I know to do it now. And for 4 years, it wasn't working. I wasn't getting my business off the ground because I wasn't asking for help. And I think that what I figured out is that you have to have a team that you ask for help, but you have to cultivate that team. You have to invite those people out. You have to become friends with them because it is a relationship, and life is about relationships and about having people around you that are committed to you as you are to them, and as you are committed to others that come later to you when you're masterful. So I think that's very important. And to me, having people in the financial space, in financial areas like banking, like real estate law, like financial law, you know, LLCs, corporations, all that kind of stuff, taxes, all that stuff, which when you're younger sounds super boring, you have to learn to love the boring, because the boring becomes not just fun, it becomes the answer to you becoming a moneymaker and a self-made moneymaker at that. Moneymaker is a production of Money News Network. Moneymaker is written and hosted by me, Nelly Galan. Our executive producer is Morgan Lavoie. Thanks for listening. See you next time.